Here is our main story on the Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, so today will be an interesting one because, you know, we're always talking about things that are going on. And we are always talking about stuff that is happening inside of this world of ours. And sometimes I give you some life hacks and sometimes I give you some things that are nonsensical because, you know, that is just my style. But today I want to talk to you about, well, we're going to talk about some mental health and taking advantage of what, you know, your workplace has to offer. And I will tell you that this right here that I'm going to talk about really came from Van Camp and Morgan. Listening to some inspiration stuff that they were talking about yesterday, even though they're on vacation and it was a best of episode as I was hanging out. But I want you to hear this. You know that we're constantly talking about that we need to take mental health days and that we're constantly talking about that we need to take advantage of what our jobs offer. And that's the thing. Sometimes we don't realize some of the benefits that our jobs offer us. And we don't really look around and go, how can we use this for what is best for what we have going on? So what the hell am I talking about? Maybe that's the question. Well, I'll tell you, like the place that I currently am involved in, you know, some of the healthcare benefits that are there are really kind of amazing. Some of the stuff that's offered, like there's some things offered there that I'm really impressed about. But what I want to talk about is something simple. And let's talk real quick about days off at work. So if your current employer offers you days off, I want to tell you that if you have 18 days that are provided to you as days off for a year, I want to share this little trick with you on how those 18 days has the potential of becoming 46. No. I didn't say that wrong, on how those 18 days can become 46 in the year 2023. So let me explain to you how this works. I'm going to give you the breakdown of each month on what needs to be done and how you can get it to work. So here's how it would sound. In January of 2023, if you take Thursday and Friday off before Martin Luther King Day, you'll have 5 consecutive days off. Okay. In April of 2023, if you take 4 days before Good Friday, imagining that your job actually does offer Good Friday off, you'll have a 10-day break. A 10-day break. I want you to think about that. So if you take 4 days before Good Friday, you'll have a 10-day break. That's April 2023. If in July, if you take Monday before July the 4th, you'll have a 4-day break. In November of 2023, if you take off 5 days after Veteran Days and 3 days before Thanksgiving, you'll have 17 consecutive days off. 17 consecutive days off. And in December of 2023, if you take the 4 days between Christmas and New Year's, you'll have 10 days off. 10 days. 10 consecutive days off. Now, if you are hanging out on the screen or inner, on the screen or inner version of this, I'm going to flip this over real quick and I'm going to put this on the screen for you to take a look. If you want to take a screenshot of that, that way you can have exactly how that would work. I want you to take a look at it. And what I'm going to do too is later on, we'll have somebody actually post this up on our socials. That way you can have that as well. But that's what 46 days could look like if you have at least 18 days of PTO available to you on how you can make that work for 2023. And listen, I'm all about, you know, taking advantage of the system in regards of what you can do. And I mean advantage in a good way, as I say that. My biggest thing after I was listening about this, I don't know what the hell I would do with so many days off. 46 days. Yeah, 46 out of 18. Listen, we're always trying to provide you with some level of a life hack, so keep that in mind as we are talking. This is the Rated R Safety Show, trying to make you feel better by taking some days that you, might want to experience. Maybe that's one way to look at it.
What did he just say?
We at Safety FM don't always agree with the viewpoints of our hosts and guests.
Now back to real safety talk on Safety FM.